The congregation, if you want to, you can look at the back side of that insert about the Reformation, some thoughts about the Reformation. And there's the little sermon notes. Again, we have two little mini sermons or two mini messages with the children's message in the middle too. Good news for all. The readings that we have in church this morning are the assigned readings for Reformation Sunday. And this is just the short little reading that's given for the first scripture reading. Two verses from Revelation chapter 14. Two verses, but full of action and promise and power of God. Did you catch that? When John says in verse 6 there, I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel. With an eternal gospel. That's very important for us. The gospel message of Jesus Christ is not only for those first people at the first Pentecost on Acts. It's not only during later Paul's teaching in his epistles to the Philippians, the Christians in Philippi, the Christians in Rome. The gospel isn't just for the Christians who confess the Nicene Creed, the bishops in Nicaea, when they confess the true teachings about Jesus, true man and true God, equal with the Father in Nicaea in 325 AD. The gospel is not just for Martin Luther and the other reformers. The gospel is not just for our forefathers who came to this land at various times and in various ways, started homes and businesses and farms. The gospel is not just for us. The gospel is also for our children and our children's children and so forth until Jesus comes again. It is an eternal gospel, an eternal good news. And eternal in our own lives, it means for every single day, the promise that we are forgiven and that we have the promise of heaven and that we can love one another with the power of the Holy Spirit. That good news is for us every day, for generation to generation to generation. It's an eternal gospel. And this gospel is for all people. All, as John described there, to every nation and tribe and language and people. This stole that I'm wearing today is a Reformation stole I got in Ghana, West Africa. I was there for Reformation 3 years ago. And so the Ghanaians, the African Lutherans, have a head of Luther and different symbols and crosses and Reformation. Salvation is not for sale, but a free gift from God, a little phrase like that. Africans, Christians who appreciate the clearness of the gospel that came clear in the Reformation, had all this cloth. In fact, the service where I was at, all the pastors had these, but people had dresses and suits made of this cloth. We all looked the same. For all tribes and nations, expressed in different ways, but the same Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is for all people. Part of that message there, fear God and give him glory. The gospel is about what God has done. It does not measure what people do. Fear God and give him glory. That's the foundations of Christianity. That God sent his Son to be a Savior. What he has done. So the Christian faith is founded on God's work. What he has done in Jesus. Not human efforts. And we can forget about that. We can get tense in our lives and we can say, oh, I forgot to do this, or I wish I could have got this done. I think like that a lot sometimes. Oh, I didn't get that done, or I didn't get this done. The joy in our life, the power of our life, is what God has done and does for us in Jesus Christ. Not the measurements of what we do, but what he has done for us in Christ. And then thank God we can live Christian lives. But the power of our joy, the power of our peace with God, is on what he has done in Christ. It is good news for all. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, bless us with your grace. Fill us with your good news. In your name we pray. Amen. Free to be God's people. Jesus, we aren't slaves. What are you talking about? We're a free people. How can you say we're in slavery? These fellows were highly educated. They knew their Old Testament. They knew, in fact, their ancestors had been slaves in Egypt, as recorded in the Old Testament. So it's sort of funny what they're saying here. No, their forefathers had been slaves. But even that, Jesus is speaking about something much deeper than that. He's speaking of something deeper than our physical situation, whether in jail or not, whether in forced labor or not. He's speaking differently than our place in society. Slavery was well known in Roman society, in Jewish society beforehand, in so many different societies. Up to till today in human trafficking. There's slavery. But Jesus is talking about something else. Jesus is talking about a slavery to sin, which is something different than any kind of other human condition we might say and think about. And freedom from sin is freedom from death and freedom from the power of the devil. Do you remember what God told Adam and Eve? The day you eat of that tree, that day you will die. Sin leads to death. That sin, that first sin, was from a temptation of the devil. Oh, you will not die. No, God knows if you eat of it, you will live, and you will be wise like God, knowing good and evil. To take and trust that temptation of the devil is to follow the devil, is to put oneself under the power of the devil. So sin and then death comes. To turn away from God, the author of life, to turn to death, and to turn to the path of the devil. Jesus is concerned about setting free people free from that. Free from sin, free from death, free from the power of the devil. I've said it in many sermons written about it. You yourselves bear testimony about it. We say, even during pandemic, God is in control. God is in control. Pandemic, death, illness, poor human judgment, all these things of earth that are not good are because of sin and because of the power of the devil. But Jesus says, I want to free you from that. You don't have to be afraid of that. There are things we go through in life, but you do not have to think you're under that power. No, we're under the power of Jesus, who has given us freedom to be his people. Christianity is not about worldly power or wealth, and that's measured so easily in this world. The governor can tell the state troopers to do this. The office of the governor of the health department makes these recommendations, makes these orders. The president makes these orders. Does a different president make different orders? It's all measured. Do this, 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 not this. That's how we live in this world and with those powers. But Jesus is above that. But he's concerned of us inside of that. That you know that your sins are forgiven and that God is with you and that you don't have to be afraid of God or be afraid of anything because I have defeated sin and death and the devil. What it must have been for those first disciples to see Jesus risen from the dead. See, touch me, I have flesh. Here, give me something to eat. It's not just a ghost, it's just not a spirit. Jesus has really risen from the dead. And that message that he's risen from the dead, that reality, that fact, that view of life and eternity says, okay, I face the operation, I face the illness, I face this pandemic, I face my loss of job, whatever it might be, but Christ is my master, and he is over all this. He's going to get me through. And in the meantime, while I'm going through it, I can love other people and take care of other people. We don't fear anything in this life. But the Holy Spirit leads us to follow Jesus, to learn his teachings, to remember them, that they're deep in us, and then to love each other and to take care of each other. As best as we can tell, this is to take care of each other, to keep those particles as much as possible from going too far out. This is to take care of each other. This is for a time. We pray God, the Master, only for a time. But in our daily lives, whatever else we're doing, we're taking care of other people. Jesus takes care of us, and he says, take care of others. That's the Reformation. We don't have to be afraid of sin and death and the devil. Jesus has power over them. But in fact, we can love and praise God and love other people and bear witness that Jesus, the crucified one, has risen again. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you have freed us through Jesus' death and resurrection. You have freed us. We are free people. All people can be free from sin and death and the power of the devil. And yet, sometimes we look at the world or our situation and we think those are stronger, or powers of this world are stronger. Help us to truly believe and be comforted that no, you are in control, Jesus is victor. And though we may have to live through hardships now and again in this life, yet we are free people in Jesus, and our freedom is not to boast or lift up ourselves, but our freedom is to love others. Help us to do this. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.